Hello and welcome to Boring Beige Box, the weekly podcast about retro computing. I'm your host, Matt Wilson. If you like to hack away at your autoexec.bat or config.sys files just so you can play King's Quest or Ultima, you're at the right place. From 2400 baud modems to IBM PS1s, to Monkey Island 2, to the Sierra Network, we cover it all if it happened in the 80s and 90s. So clean out that garage, pull out that old boring beige box, and let's have some fun. Welcome to show number 20 for January 18th, 2008. Today's Friday. It's really funny. Pretty much all the time throughout the year, I go through many different phases in my life, and I'm interested in certain things, and I like certain movies. Like, I'll be into movies and TV shows for a while, for a couple weeks, couple months. Then I'll get into computer games, and I'll be playing, you know, like online role-playing games, MMORPGs like World of Warcraft or EverQuest or something like that. So I'll be into that for a while, or I'll be into real high-end graphics games like Crysis or, you know, some of the latest ones that are out now. Or I'll be into role-playing, single-player role-playing games like the Neverwinter Nights series. And then I'll go into phases where I like retro computing, which is kind of what I'm into right now. And I did the podcast for a long time, and it's been a while since I've done it, but I wanted to get back into it and start off with this new episode to kick off the new year. And, you know, right now I'm just getting back into it. I recently, for some reason, I started looking at the Commodore 64. I have a couple of them in my garage. I have two Commodore 64s, the beige ones, and then I have like a kind of a off-white, the newer model that they came out with, and also have a Commodore 128. And I never used Commodores when I was a kid, but once, like one time, I had a friend that had one, and I would play games with them, or go over to their house and play games every now and then. And I never really had Commodores. In school, I used, during this time in the early 80s when Commodore was popular, I used Apple IIe's mainly in school. So, yeah, I wasn't really big into that, the home computers early on. And that's why I've, you know, created this show. I want to talk about the later years, the late 80s. Early to mid 90s, the time of the boring beige boxes, where, you know, some of the name brands, you know, it became more bland, but there was so much going on in the world of computing that the specific branded computers didn't really matter, whether you had a Dell or a Compaq or a Zeos computer or you know, Gateway 2000 or whatever it was, didn't really matter, you know, or just a generic white box compatible. It didn't really matter what you had. From in my standpoint, to me, it was you know, it was about the games you had and getting online and the online access and the software that you actually used to do things on the computer. You know, whether it be audio programs or whatever you were working with, it was about the software. You know, a lot of people in the retro computing community are really into, you know, the 8-bit systems, the you know, Apples, the Atari, and the Commodore computers of the late 70s and then early 80s. And that's where it all got started. And like I said, myself, I used Apple IIs in school for years. I mean, for the majority of the 80s, it was Apple IIe all the way. I spent, in sixth grade, I spent 3 days typing in basic code from the back of a magazine 3 pages long. Took 3 days, and it ended up just playing on the green, on the monochrome screen. It showed drew a picture of New York City, and it played the Star Spangled Banner, and fireworks went off, and that took 3 days just to produce that. And so, I mean, I'm used to those machines. I used them in 8th grade, even as far up as 8th grade for me, which was in the late 80s. We used Apple IIe's to write our term papers on. I wrote an entire paper using the Apple IIe, using Apple Works, and saving them to 5 1/4 floppies. I've got a bunch of those floppies. But for me, you know, I, at the time around, you know, the early 90s, I was, you know, kind of fed up with console games, and I wanted to get into gaming on the computer because there was, I saw there was so much more you could do with games like King's Quest or, you know, Monkey Island or the Ultima games. That was what fascinated me. And so, you know, all those games were originally, a lot of the, you know, like RPG games and adventure games, they were on, you know, I know the IBM PC and the Apples and the Commodore 64s and all those computers, but I just didn't have the funds. We, you know, my parents never bought anything like that, and I think that I just, you know, just didn't know about them really. So, but at the time when I was in, you know, around 9th grade or so, I know that's when I really started to pay attention to computer gaming and computers in general. But I, like I said, I used computers all throughout the 80s, but it was mainly just Apple IIe's, Apple IIgs's, typical school, you know, stuff that, that most schools had Apple computers. Near the, well, I would say early 90s, 90, 91, I was in 9th grade, and we had Macintosh classics, Mac classics, a whole room full of them, and they were pretty awesome. We, you know, wrote our papers on them, and, you know, everyone was using Macs. But I would say about a year or so later, the Mac lab shut down, and every classroom had a IBM PC compatible. Like, it was called an IBM EduQuest, and this was at the time Windows 3.0 was out, and it really started to take off. You know, they were probably a lot cheaper than the Macs at the time. So that's when I got into, you know, wanting to have my own machine. Summer of 1992, I bought my first 386 generic machine for like $800. You know, 386 was on the low end at this time because 486s were out. But, you know, at the time, they were just way too expensive. So, you know, I got into that about that time. So, you know, I'm looking at retro computing from a different standpoint, from a little bit later in time, but I think, you know, more of like the internet age or the online services age, mainly the 90s, you know, that's when I was really into it as a young person. So, many, many nights on my 386 on Sierra Network and CompuServe and Prodigy and America Online. That's kind of how I got my start. And, you know, there's a lot of people that talk about the days of, you know, trading software and wares and the all the bulletin board systems and pirate BBSs. And a lot of that, you know, I wasn't a part of until later on. And like kind of like the second generation where all of it went on America Online. And there were still bulletin boards, but where I lived, I grew up in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, and there just was really not very many bulletin board systems, especially pirate BBSs. There were hardly any. So I tried to do long distance for a while, some of the BBSs, but it was just way too expensive. So I had to look, the main, I mean, it's such a noob thing or a newbie kind of thing to say, but I mean, I pretty much paid my dues or went through everything on America Online with the whole wares scene and all that. And it was lame at times, and it wasn't as elite as the you know, pirate bulletin boards and stuff, but, you know, it got the job done. And you know, I remember it was incredibly slow, you know, of course, remember those days. But, you know, taking 8 hours, well, over a couple of days, 8 hours every night just to download like a demo of King's Quest VI or something. I mean, it was excruciatingly slow. But, you know, I made it happen. I mean, my parents didn't have much money. They weren't able to get me a computer. I had paid for it myself and, you know, paid for the online services or other ways of paying for it. And, you know, we just made it work. So it was definitely a lot of fun. But yeah, so I'm back into the whole retro computing thing now. It's been a while. Tonight I just decided to hook up an old Compaq 46, hooked up to a Packard Bell monitor, and I'm going to start playing around with it and see what happens. So I'm going to work on that for a bit, and I'll be back in a little bit. Okay, well, I am looking at this Compaq. I may just do this for the next couple shows, kind of go over some of the machines I have. This is a Compaq Desk Pro XE 466. The processor is SL Enhanced 486 DX2 at 66 megahertz. Now, back in the day, this was fast. I remember this is something I would love to have had when I had my 386. It's got 16 megs of RAM, and that was awesome at the time. My first machine, I only had 4 megabytes of RAM. So 16 megs, you could definitely do a lot. That was fast. It's got built-in audio, parallel port, video. The video is pretty nice. It has 1 meg of video memory. My first one only had like 256 or 512K of memory for the graphics card. It's got a floppy disk, no CD-ROM. At the time, you know, CDs weren't... I mean, they had just started to get around. Looks like the system ROM says June 2nd, 1994. This is a machine that I picked up at my last job that was just going to be thrown away. And I said, hey, you know what? I want it. I'm going to take it home, play around with it. So this machine is from 1994, it looks like. Okay, I was just in the diagnostics program. And you can view the system information. I'm like in the BIOS, kind of like the setup part of the machine. Looks like DOS is installed on here. Good. Which is definitely a good thing. Video 640 by 480 graphics. Remember that? 16 megs of RAM. Windows may be on here also. Like Windows 3.0. Okay, I'm going to exit out. I don't know if the machine is actually working. Rebooted twice rebooted twice without going to any sort of command line. But we'll check it out and see what happens. Maybe I could load some games on here. It's making some beeping. And it also has a built-in sound card, so that's a good thing. Okay. I'm going to boot up, starting MS-DOS. Good. HiMem is testing extended memory. That's a good thing. Oh, and we are at a command prompt. Nice. Yep, MS-DOS version 6.22. I have 3.5-inch floppy disks that I saved from a long time ago that have DOS 6 on them, and that's saved me tons of time in the past, getting old systems up and running. So let's see. Oh, and there's a Windows directory. CD space Windows. Let's do Windows for Workgroups version 3.11 is coming up. So I think we have Windows. Yep. I've got a mouse pointer here. I mean, I've got the cursor. Got an hourglass. Oh, it's asking for a password. Huh. Sweet. We're in the classic program manager. File manager up and running. Nice. Control panel. PIF editor. Remember that? paintbrush, write. I used to read a lot of stories, and I used to do a lot of writing in Write and Notepad. Write had the nice formatting. I never had Microsoft Word or anything like that. Sound recorder, used to record lots of sound the old way, the nasty sounding, low quality. Audio recording was really bad. Solitaire, of course. That's it. So just a bare bones just system, real basic stuff. So definitely going to probably be loading some games on there and stuff much later on. Alright, well, that's about it for tonight. Just wanted to say hello and say I'm still out here, and I'll probably be having some more shows coming up soon. So thanks for listening, and have a great week. Bye now.